This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. It seems like every time you turn on the news, Amazon is expanding services again. Besides getting every medium and large city in the nation vying for this new Amazon headquarters too, we saw the big online commerce company buy brick and mortar Whole Foods. So what else is Amazon looking at? An article in Automotive News asks the question, could the Amazon of auto retail be Amazon itself? Katie Burke wrote that story, and she joins us via Skype. Hi, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Lester. Thanks for having me.
So how much does Amazon know about the car business?
That's yet to be determined. Currently they sell aftermarket parts online, and they do have a car buying research site. They also sell cars in France and Italy via partnerships with Fiat and Seat, but they do not sell cars in the U.S. yet.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how that arrangement in Europe happens. I mean, who do they work with to make that go?
They work directly with the automakers. So in the U.S., we have a franchise dealership system where automakers can only sell their cars through a franchise dealership. The laws work a little bit differently in Europe, which allows automakers to sell directly through Amazon.
Yeah, given those strict contracts between manufacturers and dealers, and in most states, the manufacturer is not allowed to sell directly to consumers, what are the routes Amazon could go in order to sell cars here?
The attraction that dealerships pose to Amazon is twofold. They could pose as great distribution centers, given the space of lots that they have and their location close to neighborhoods and city centers. So as car buying moves online, space opens up in these dealerships, kind of making them an attractive distribution center for Amazon to get other goods to customers quickly.
So here's how I kind of thought it might work. Tesla wants into Michigan really badly, wants to sell cars here and can't because of our laws. So if Amazon worked out an arrangement with an existing dealership somewhere in the state and sold Teslas through this dealership, so would that qualify? I mean, would that work in most states considering the restrictions?
That I'm not sure of. That's an interesting proposition I haven't heard before. Tesla itself isn't really interested in working with the dealership. They like to control the whole process from production to delivery to the customer. But theoretically, if it was all done through the franchise dealership, they might have to modify some of the existing laws and agreements, but it could potentially work.
Have you even asked Amazon whether it actually plans to get in the car business in the U.S.?
Yes, I did. They did not comment on that. but I did talk to a few experts, some analysts who follow Amazon and others who follow the automotive retail industry. And there did seem to be a possible opportunity there, but there also is a lot of red tape and obstacles that would prevent that kind of collaboration.
You talked about Amazon vehicles. What all does Amazon vehicles do now?
So that is a car shopping research site. So if you're in the market for a new car, you can go to Amazon vehicles and they can help you compare cars, pick what features you're looking for, and show you the cars that best match that, and then direct you to the dealership or retail outlet where you could find that car at price.
Do they get a fee for service from the dealership or something like that? How does that work? Or is this just enticing people to get used to the idea of shopping for cars on Amazon?
Yeah, I think it's more of getting the consumer mindset to thinking of Amazon also as an automotive site. I mean, eBay has a similar service. They have eBay Motors, where you can also buy aftermarket car parts and also research new vehicles. So it's just this move to online for the car buying process rather than relying on the dealership for start to finish.
Your story concludes with a quote that includes the statement, "Amazon disrupts." What does that mean as far as Amazon possibly selling cars in Michigan and in the rest of the U.S.?
I mean, Amazon started from selling books online, and now it's one of the biggest companies in the world. And it's gotten there by making unconventional business decisions. So essentially, and what it means is that you can't really predict what its next move is going to be, because that's how it's gotten where it's been, is where it is now. I mean, buying Whole Foods was a pretty big surprise for most people watching the industry. but it makes a lot of sense. So it seems like their main goal at this point is to disrupt brick and mortar sales, but who knows what they could have their eye on next.
Yeah, as the last paragraph noted, disruption can cause further disruption, which makes everything up in the air, right? I mean, it's a whole new world.
Exactly. Expect the unexpected.
Katie Burke wrote the article, Could the Amazon of Auto Retail Be Amazon Itself? You can find it in Automotive News. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks, Lester.